Genital alteration and mutilation. Genital alteration can refer to permanent or temporary changes women may make to their genitals. This can include surgery such as labial reduction, which changes the appearance of a woman's vulva. This is largely done for cosmetic purposes and are voluntary and performed with consent. Female genital mutilation is the cutting or removal of part or all of female's genitals. Often this is done against the person's will or practiced on children too young to understand the implications of the procedure. This is illegal and legislated against in many countries, including New Zealand. All genital alterations and mutilations are based on socially constructed understandings of the way women's genitalia should be if girls and women are to be appropriately female and sexually desirable. Female genital mutilation. Female genital mutilation is illegal because it is harmful to the health of women and girls. New Zealand is a signatory to the following international instruments and conventions that encourage and oblige against female genital mutilation, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 25, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, Articles 2F, 5A, and 12, and the Convention of the Rights of the Child, Articles 2, 19.2, 24.1, 37A, and 24.3. In New Zealand, female genital mutilation is illegal under an amendment to the Crimes Act, Section 204A, 1961, which states, "It is illegal to perform any medical or surgical procedure or mutilation of the vagina or clitoris of any person for reasons of culture, religion, custom, or practice. It is unlawful to circumcise a female, remove or cut out any part of the female genital area, stitch up the female genital area, cut the clitoris or part of the clitoris, or damage the female genital area in other ways. It is against the law to perform female genital mutilation, even if the woman or girl wants it to be done, or to send a woman or girl out of New Zealand for female genital mutilation to be performed. If someone performs, helps, or gets someone else to perform female genital mutilation, they are breaking the law and may be imprisoned for up to 7 years. Complications of female genital mutilation include hemorrhage, shock, severe pain, dislocated hip joints, and infection. Long-term complications include infertility, sexual difficulties, childbirth complications, psychological effects, clitoral neuronoma, recurrent urinary tract infections, or abscesses.